Okay. Let's get from all our feelings at once, Jesse Thurston.
My name is Jesse, for those of you who don't know me. Hi. I had a really good day recently, and I wanted to tell you all about it tonight, because it seemed appropriate. So a couple of weeks ago, I went to the Garfield Park Conservatory.
Yeah.
Anybody ever been? Got some fans? Yeah, it was a really wonderful place, and it's a really cool place that exists in this city. I had no idea. I went down there with my friend and roommate, Jake. We woke up early on Saturday morning and got breakfast bagels and coffee and took the brown line to the green line, which seemed auspicious somehow, considering we were going to spend all day looking at plants. And so we got off the green line and went into the conservatory. And so the conservatory, if you haven't been there, is a bunch of greenhouses that are all attached to each other. And they're all full of plants, thousands and thousands of plants. And that's what it has to offer. But it's really a wonderful place. We saw thousands of plants. Some of them were really cool, and some of them were not cool. Personally, I was not a fan of the aeroid room. Aeroids, if you don't know, are those sort of waxy, leafy flowers with have a little like penis thing pointing out in the middle, and they have them in like hotel lobbies and dining halls of hospice care facilities and things like that. They certainly don't deserve their own room, in my opinion. But we did see some cool plants. We saw the century plant, which only blooms once every 100 years, or so the myth says. If you want the real story, you'll have to go to the conservatory yourself. We saw the cinnamon tree, which is where we get cinnamon. And I asked the guide who was perched by the tree, where does the cinnamon come from? And she said, it's the bark. Yeah, so the tree, it's a normal tree, but the bark is cinnamon, which is cool. We spent a lot of time in the entryway, which has 7 dozen different kinds of palm trees. That's their claim to fame. That's 84 palm trees. I know you all did that math faster than I did, but 84 total kinds of palm trees. Some of them are really huge. Some of them are really small. We saw the coconut palm, which is one of the most useful plants in the world to humans. It's just true. Coconut oil, coconut water, coconuts. The palm fronds are really wide and good for sheltering yourself, and the bark is thick and useful as well. So lots of palm trees. We hung out in the fern room together, and it was like we were back in dinosaur times. That was really cool. Those were just some of the highlights. And I was thinking about this experience after I had left and why I had enjoyed it so much. And I think in part it was because it was something so out of the ordinary, outside of the daily routine of my life. I think those mix-em-up days are really important to have every now and then. It was important also because it was good to see nature, I guess. It's been so dreary out, and it was nice to be reminded that nature comes in colors other than brown and gray. And I was a bit of a nature freak when I was a kid, and I really loved lemurs, and it's always been my dream to go to Madagascar and save them. So, because they're dying fast. That's true. Full hearts. but it was good to be around real tropical plants. But more than anything, I think it was just really great for me to spend a day with my friend, my bro, having a little bit of an adventure. We were like Lewis and Clark in there, but with no Sacagawea, and all of the plants had been expertly labeled for us ahead of time. Now don't get me wrong, I love girls. I grew up in a family full of girls. I have 2 sisters, and my mom raised me, and what are moms but big grown-up girls, you know? I love performing with girls. Clearly the rest of the folks from this group are all women, and they're brilliant and honest and wonderful to work with. And some of my best friends in the world are girls. They've really been there for me in hard times and good times. And I also love having sex with girls and dating them and holding their hands and buying them presents and, you know, learning about them and exploring their bodies and things like that. But the fact is, there really is no substitute for spending a day with your bro. And I think that it really is something that I don't give enough weight to in my life. And I think that your friendships with the men in your life, or at least for me, I'll just speak for myself because I don't know. I think it's best for me just to not look at it. Like if I look at it too hard and focus on that friendship too hard, then it begins to feel like contrived or too mushy or something. And it's best if we just walk around and look at plants together. I mean, the plants were cool or not cool. Some of them only bloom once every 100 years, or so they say. But that was all it took. And Jake is a really important person to me. And I'm about to leave Chicago on a semi-permanent basis. And he is somebody that boo. Full hearts. He is somebody that I'm really going to miss, and I haven't really known how to express that to him, because he means a whole lot to me. And I think that really the best way that I could do that was to spend a day with him among the flora. So if you have, whatever, the plants, nerdlocks. I guess my suggestion is that if you have a bro that's important to you, that you take him out and you spend some time with him and that you treat yourselves to a little brocation, because it's possible that if you're like me, it's not a relationship that you give enough time to. So that's all I have to say.
Man, I just met you and you're leaving already? What's the story here? Best of luck wherever you go next, certainly. That's
New York.
Best of luck in New York. Thank you for filling that in. So who booed that? Come on, full hearts. Don't boo New York.